Okay, so I'm here with Christopher Hitchens, who is one of the nominees here for the nonfiction category. Chris, why do you think this award ceremony has any kind of real bearing upon getting people to think about atheism or getting drawing people to your attentions to your book?
Oh, well, if you'd asked me before I was nominated, I might have said this prize business is overrated. But I don't think that at all now. I think it's a great way of focusing attention. And actually, to be serious, when I went last night to the reading downtown at the New School, where hundreds of people came and stood in line to hear 20 different authors, I was amazed. I was also, I have to say, nothing for myself, but I was very impressed by the quality of all the other nominees, by what they read, by their humor and intelligence, and I began to think, wow, this is a big deal. And there is a serious audience, yes.
Yeah. But you have to wear this medal around your neck. I mean, that has to be...
I feel a bit foolish wearing a medal. I feel a bit foolish standing on a red carpet, to tell you the honest truth. But my publishers say I don't look or sound any different. And some of my friends are pleased. And, you know, what does it hurt?
Gotcha.
It'd be very embarrassing to win.
If you win, will you say something very interesting? Or?
No, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. If I win, I'll say something about Norman Mailer, I think.
Oh, really? That is...
Who I think was a two-time winner, and I'm still in a stage of mourning Norman and wishing that I'd seen a bit more of him than I did in the last few years. Never had a proper farewell, but it was very important to me, and... I'm already finding it hard to picture things without. Strange enough.
Well, then who are the replacements for Mailer and Vonnegut these days?
I knew Kurt too a bit.
Yeah.
Well, there aren't any, is the truth of the matter. But I have a feeling that among some of the young people who were reading last night, we're going to get some great stuff. Many of these, it made me feel old, many of these younger ones, I'd never heard their names before. I met them yesterday, a couple of them. They're really first rate. I felt more optimistic about the profession after yesterday than I have in a long, long time.
Really?
I felt a bit younger myself, you know, honestly. It cheered me up.
Wait, you're you being cheered up?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I felt less blasé about the future of writing, future of books, more encouraged by the way that people will, you know, pitch in and mobilize irony and all of these things that one needs. Yes.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Chris, and best of luck.
Pleasure. Thanks for asking.